Dead Redemption.
What about it?
We hot. We live.
We hot like Red Dead Redemption?
We hot like Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. Is this mic okay?
Your mic is great. I can hear you.
All right, cool. So we here.
Yo-Yo's what's is up? In the motherfucking building.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Richard Picasso. I'm with you out of character.
Hey, yo. I'm high.
I know.
That shit's good. That shit, there's nothing. If you're a pothead, you understand this. Mm-hmm. The best blunt of the day is the morning blunt. Mm-hmm. There's through your day, you might smoke, but there's no better blunt that's going to hit you that you can like operate with than a morning blunt. But I should realize that not all people can smoke blunts in the morning. Mm. Like I've been around people, I give them weed in the morning, and he just went stupid on me. Mm. He couldn't talk, couldn't move. I'm like, damn, bro, what happened? Mm. He's like, yo, I don't usually smoke in the morning. I said, so why the fuck did you take the blunt? Mm. Like, why would you take the blunt? Because I offered? Is that how easy it is?
Yes.
God damn.
Very, very easy.
Ah, man. I mean, I get it, though. You know, like, I do get it because, see.
Was that most of your week?
My week? How was my week? I'll be honest with you. I just been on the run lately. Mm-hmm. I just been trying to, like, stack this bread up. I got a few appointments coming up, a little bit important for court, and, like, trying to get all the doctor things in order. It's a little stressful. I'm not a holiday guy. Hmm. And like I was telling you, I was watching Dope Sick Love, and some of those things those crackheaded people said, like, I wonder if they're still alive today. Like, I didn't even want to look it up because I didn't want to be saddened more than I was seeing the shit. But like, those people were people too that just made crazy decisions, and their decisions, and you know, and it was one decision after the other. Don't get me wrong, they could have pushed the brakes, but sometimes it'd be a slippery slope once you start making bad choices. And I see that with these dope heads. But the things they were saying, it's like, damn, you could tell that there's intelligence there. They're not stupid. You know what I mean? They know how to, whether it's a schemey way or not, they know how to maneuver to get what they need. If that was just placed in a better space, they might be great people. I know a couple dope fiends, dope heads that turn around their lives and become epic things. But yep. The other
end of that guy.
Right, like a lot of people do it.
It was a dope fiend,
like,
and it's like, I'll make pillows. that transition from being a crack fiend to the biggest pillow maker on earth. I don't know where the line was there.
Yeah, but see, and then you cross over. But like, it got me thinking about my life and what. Come the holidays, I get very seldom and like to myself, and it just got me to thinking like, why. When did this start? Why does this happen? Why don't I feel indifferent about it? You know, like, I'm trying to see. I feel like that dope fiend. How did that dope fiend not realize his family, not having the kids around you, losing their kids, losing their job? How do they not? And it's like, I feel like that person in a different way because I'm like, why don't I feel what all these people feel around me? Everybody want to come together for Thanksgiving and have dinner. We could come together because it's Sunday. Everybody want to, even with Christmas. And yo, all that shit is like dumb to me. Like, it's really dumb to me. It's stupid. You crowd the stores, the supermarkets. It's stupid. Like, I know it sounds crazy to most people because it's like, what are you talking about? Don't you want to be around your family and see your cousin Joe and your uncle Jeff and see the crazy Aunt Mary? And he said, sometimes. He's like, yo, I don't know if I could deal with Aunt Mary this year. That bitch is crazy, yo.
I don't even got Aunt Mary and I don't want to deal with her.
Yeah, but you know, holidays for me are very like, I don't know, they're very like scripted. They're scripted, and we follow a certain script, and I think it saddens people because, look, my sister's birthday is 5 days before Christmas. So on the day of her birthday, she's dead. I'm supposed to, in 5 days, just get back to happy mode. And some would tell me, yeah, nigga, that's the point of Christmas. That's the point that you, something can change your mood to be happy about something else. I'm like, but nah, the truth still sticks. This celebration right now, I'm not having with it with the person I love. This Thanksgiving, she ain't there. I can't go drive to Jersey to see Uncle Ralph. I can't go, you know, all these, like every death has taken away celebration within me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw that shit in the movie. I'm watching this movie. I'm like, damn, son, why do I see like myself in a dope fiend right now? I don't even do dope.
No dope here. We don't condone dope.
How are you with the holidays? What do you think about them? Because it's coming up right now. Yeah, it's coming up right now, and the three major ones are here.
November 19th today, and Thanksgiving is the 23rd or 24th. This Thursday, we shoot Sunday, so Thursday. Well, for this year, we're going to Jersey to see our family, friends, and my mother.
Would that be your choice is what I'm asking you. Like, would that be your choice to do it? I know you do that because you're family-oriented. You're about family. You've proven that time in and time out. Parents ask you to do something, so you're there. Would you be going to see your mom's friends and family on Thanksgiving by choice? It's okay. We're potting.
I mean, if I had to, yeah.
If you have no, your choice.
Yeah.
Oh, you would. Yeah. All right.
You know what? Because I've been going to them for so many years.
Turn it closer. Yeah, there you go.
I've been going to them for so. Let me stop. Good. This better.
There you go.
All right. Because I've been going to their place for so many years that it's like I've come accustomed to already know what to expect when it comes to seeing. You know, pretty much my mom's friend's family from Jersey.
Okay.
It's always a great time. There's always a lot of love. There's always a lot of food
mm-hmm.
that we can bring home. And, you know, the connection's been there for practically a good, well, I'm 35. My mom's known her friends since, like, they were in grade school. Then they kind of splintered off for a while and got back to being, like, cool again, like, around... They both became like teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say roughly, I'd say like 9 or 10. That's when they started becoming like really active, like coming over here. We go over there. They plan trips together with mm-hmm. my dad, like her husband. I know her kids. One of her son, my mom's friend's son, was the DJ.
Okay.
At the New York State Fair we went to last
okay.
year.
Okay. Small
like,
world.
It's like I remember seeing him when he was like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was DJing one of my sets for like opening, like very dope in like Jersey, goes to Pennsylvania, does DJ sets. So it's like to watch the growth of like him and her and then like his sister and stuff. Like I look forward to that connection every year around the holidays. So like catch up. Like, hey, what are you doing now? Like, what you got going on? Got anything for Christmas? Got anything coming up? What's the 2024 plans? What's up? So, I enjoy it. Thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, no, and I can hear why. I can hear why I'm not in your explanation. Like, I guess the departure of my family over the years and the separation has caused even more of a tear within me unknowingly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did come from, you know, my stepfather's Chinese, but Christmas time, it was all of us in a house surrounding a Christmas tree. I wouldn't have got that living with my mom. You know what I mean? Like, and my father, I wasn't around my father's crib for Christmas like that. It was mostly with my stepfather's family. And we had that connection, that closeness, whether it be Thanksgiving or every other Sunday, we would go have dim sum or go have dinner, be like fucking 15 motherfuckers around the table. You know what I'm saying? In a Chinese restaurant, all loud. They got the whole chicken there, the whole fish there, the whole this there, the whole that. Like, I used to have that celebration, and I guess that's why it's died in me, because the celebration, everybody's just completely split. Like, my God bless the dead, my cousin Vicky died. I believe she died at like 8, 9 years old. Went to the hospital, got sick, never came out. And my Uncle Stanley and Aunt Vivian never really like recovered from that. They it's very sad how they, but I get it, because the same way that I'm affected by my sister, which is not like, it doesn't stop me from obviously trying to live a happy life, but I can tell the sadness within them when you go over that house, when they won't do holidays, they'll only celebrate amongst themselves. You call them to invite them somewhere, and they just came back from Hong Kong. You know what I'm saying? But it's him and her now. They lost their daughter. All I got is my wife. All I got is my husband. You know what I mean? And I know my other cousin is there, but obviously it affected him too, because that was his younger sister. Just like, that was his younger sister that passed away. I think Junior got like 6 years on his youngest. So he was probably like 14 when she passed away or something like that. And that must kill him. That must still mentally affect him too, because he don't come out the bedroom. So, like, as you talk, I'm like, there's reasons why these things occurred, and I pinpointed them. It's a death. Every time a death occurs in my family, it steers the ship for separation. They just don't come back together. And then you lose my sister, my father turns into a fucking hermit crab / snail lobster. That means he just don't do nothing, and if you try to talk to him about it, he'll fucking try to come at you. Bro, I'm just trying to help you. No, don't fucking tell me. He's been wanting to die since my sister died. So then you got my mom that got to be living with that type of shit, right? It's a mentality. It don't help her mentality. My grandfather just died last year. He's been in a nursing home since I've been 17. Just died last year, paraplegic. Guy that showed me everything passes. You know what I mean? So it's like my uncle's birthday that passed away. My uncle's birthday is the 10th of December. You know what I mean? He died, I think, a day later after his birthday. I think he died a day later after his birthday. This is a great time for... See, I don't... And there's no rule book to this shit. You can't tell nobody not to mourn, or how long to mourn or grieve, or you can't tell nobody not to, like, not feel for what they don't have and they'll never get back again. I could fucking find a dollar. I could get a car. Get a house. You could buy clothes. You could get cameras. You can't get your loved ones back that are dead. Like, you can't. And the celebration is like, I can't celebrate without them. And I love when people throw the line like, they would want you to be, how you know, nigga? You spoke to them? Nope. How you know what they would want? How you know what anybody wants? You know what I mean? Like, you can't talk for the dead. You know what I mean? Suck my dick with all due respect. Don't ever tell somebody they would want you to be. You don't fucking know what they would want. You ain't talking to them. Unless you're clairvoyant and, like, you really speak to spirits and shit. But I'm not going there. Talking about real life. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I would know my mom and dad would want me to still be happy and live a full life.
Yeah, you put that in your... No, I get it.
Because... You've seen them.
From your stories, though, yeah, but from your stories being with your family, that's obvious. You know what I mean? Like, that's more than obvious, nigga, to see how y'all maneuver. Y'all move like a unit. That, you know, that's taught. That's taught from your grandfather, your grandmother. That's taught from their parents. That's taught how to move like a unit, like a family. That's taught. That shit's not... It's not easy. And when parts of the family break down, that's the hardest part. Trying to either move forward or pick them up. Because sometimes you can't always, it doesn't always work if somebody's hurt all the time or bothered. I think that's why we probably stay away from each other now that I think about it. Because they might feel like I feel like. They might feel like sad, and they don't want to bring that sadness to the table. So they go ahead and stay away too. Because, yo, I invite my parents to my house for Thanksgiving. You know, I invite everybody to my house for Thanksgiving. I can't remember the last time everybody was there. And that shit breaks my heart, because I'm like, and I shouldn't get unenthusiastic, but I really gotta ask. You know, even when everybody's in my house, I try to look for ways to be by myself. Fucking weird. I'll have 30 people in my house. I'm trying to weave through the...
Okay, yeah, I can do it. And you close the door. And
like, we good after an hour. No, door's always open. I'm just... I put... I put them together for them to be happy. I don't put people together for me to be happy.
Stay in your house.
I didn't do it for me. It makes me happy seeing them together. Seeing them together, you know, together because I know the best parts of them. And when they show the best parts of them to one another, it's fucking magic. Me, I still don't, it still don't move me either way, whether they were there or not. Like, it don't. Like, I feel guilty. I gotta get up this week and I gotta go see every single person. Cause I haven't seen nobody. You know what I mean? Like, I see my dad every now and then. You know, I see my uncle every now and then. But like, I gotta do it so they could understand. I don't do it on purpose. Like, I don't feel like doing it either. It gotta be done though. Somebody gotta step up and like try to get this. Cause I can't see myself having a family with a woman and being like this. That every holiday I'm fucked up and sad. And I fuck up the mood. Cause that's what I'm good for. Y'all be good for that, yo. People know leave me alone during like Christmas time and all that shit. I'm a prick. I'm an irritable fucking prick. Leave me alone with your bullshit. I don't give a fuck if you need a ham. Like, yo, where the ham's at? I don't know where the fucking ham's at. Do I look like I work here? Yo, I can't stand people that do that.
You get mad very easily.
Like, yeah, like, do I look like I work here? What, because I'm Spanish and he's Spanish? We just, what, I work here? Fuck. Look for your own ham, bitch. Nah, but for real, like.
For your own ham. I can see you saying that.
Yo, I spaz on customers, yo. I spaz on customers.
Like, you just go out, oh.
Yo, I'm in a Walgreens the other day.
You're in a Walgreens.
I'm in a Walgreens the other day.
All right.
I can't make this shit up. It's 7:30 in the morning. I'm doing some Uber Eats. So the person that ordered the Uber Eats, they ordered a Plan B. It was the funniest thing in the world. The Plan B at 7:30 in the morning. I was like, oh, that bitch is getting nutted in all night.
Cream pie at all.
She was getting cream pied all night, yo. So she even texts me. She goes, just so you know, you have to ask for the Plan B around the counter. I was like, good morning. I know where you asked for it at. Like, I've gotten Plan Bs before. Not for myself, but I've gotten Plan Bs before. You know what I mean? Like,
I never got a meter. Don't think that.
Yeah, don't look at me like that. I'm looking at this nigga. You definitely look. No. You had to get a Plan B. You look like a not pulling out nigga. No.
I don't shoot the club up. I shoot outside the club.
He said, I don't shoot the club up.
I think, I've heard horror stories of dudes who shot the club up and, yeah. I feel bad. I don't want to go too into detail. But...
Now they stuck with like 3 or 4 kids. With
now the owners of that club.
Oh my God. You don't want to own the club.
That's how you go from the robbing the club to owning the club.
Yeah, all you have to do is rob the club and leave it there so it could go for a better day. Now you own the club.
Now the owner came down like, wait, come back. Come back.
The walls are falling apart.
You got renovated now.
You can't renovate that though. I gotta renovate that. You gonna give it a BBL?
Yeah, there you go. BBL, Botox, everything.
They gonna fix that bitch's attitude.
Well, you never fix the attitude. You fix what's around the attitude.
Yeah, yeah. Just so it's easier to look at her. Like, yo, no cap. That's why niggas be bodying up their bitches,
biggest
though.
Biggest bitch ever. Bitch.
Yeah, that's why you body up. So it's easier to look at her. Because you know she gonna be a bitch anyway. Word up. Nah, but... What we say before, I lost my train of thought completely. I'm high as shit. Nah, like I could get people being whatever during these holidays. Don't take me any. I'm a crab.
Like he's one of one.
I'm a crab. I'm a stooge. I really don't give a fuck. I'm looking to just fucking get this shit over with.
He's just one of one.
I look forward to next year, New Year's. I always look forward to everybody's refresh and all these women feeling like they're not gonna suck a dick this year. I be loving how people go into the New Year's with this whole like
new
yo,
year, new me type.
You could have changed that 2 weeks ago.
Change it now.
Yeah, I love you. New year, new me. All right, whatever you say. Whatever these things you got to do for yourself. Like I said, don't bother with me. You know what I'm saying?
So
how was your day? Well, how was your performance yesterday?
All right, so it wasn't exactly a performance as much as yesterday was the New York State Yo-Yo Contest / Coney Island Fling. It was out in Coney Island.
Okay.
And I was one of the hosts along with my boys. Shout out to Brian Belfort and Daniel Dietz. Definitely my first time hosting a yo-yo event. And I think I did pretty well. So my boy, shout out to Ben Gates, who was like controlling the cameras. He was like up in the box, like filming all the yo-yo players as they were moving around.
Okay.
Making sure that, you know, the visuals were good no matter where they were on stage. So definitely takes a lot of work and a lot of skill to do. Of course. So,
people don't see the sauce.
No, they just they always see what's in front, but they don't see the behind the scenes people. Like, shout out to Brandon Murphy. He was running around, going from the stage, talking like in my ear, and then going to the front. Like, okay, this is going on. This is going on next. This is going on next. Going up to the box. Like, okay, around this time we're gonna make a cut for break. And then we're gonna go right back in it. Blah blah blah. So shout out to you, Brandon Murphy. You killed it. Like, pretty much being the showrunner for the entire day. Shout out to all our amateur division, like all the young kids. It was like kids as young as like 7, 8 years old.
Okay, okay.
Like yo-yo went on like a nice, like a stage. It was like a stage that it was like one of those like single bench like stages. Like I think it had like 6 or 7 lines, and it was about like a good 30 people can, you know, sit on that stage. So for, you know, the future yo-yo players to like have their first time performing on like a big stage like that, and in front of like a crowd with camera. So proud of you. Definitely keep it up. You know, shout out to Charles Nixon. He was our amateur division winner. Shout out to you. He came all the way from Connecticut.
$700 yo-yo, right?
No, that wasn't that one.
Oh, that was not. All
right. It was like they get little prize packets, but the prize, like the prize amount itself, like the yo-yos were like, they could run for like $100, $200. That's dope. They got. So shout out to you. Shout out to our champion, like the guy who won, Nick DeValpine. You definitely killed it. And shout out to our New York State champion, Mark Mangarin.
You're really good with names.
Yes, I had to read all these names off. Like, when you have to introduce them on stage. So it's like,
oh, so you got to do this twice. I'm about to say, this is like a really good name.
So it'll be like, I'll be in the back, like, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Blaze Becker.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so very dope event. Spin Time, Chunky's, Doc Lucky's Yo-Yo Talk, all the sponsors, Empathy, Vosum, Spin Time, Yo-Yo Sam, This Yo-Yo, is like all, everyone that was able to make this day possible. We've only been getting bigger and bigger every year.
There you go.
So we plan on just only getting bigger. This is not like, oh, we're going to keep it like this. We're, you know, in talks of like trying to do like training for school, like yo-yo classes for schools, like trying to do more for community events, like fundraising events. So if you ever want to like invest your time, we do yo-yo meetings every Sunday from 12 to like 4 in Washington Square Park in the summertime when it's like warmer, and at Brookfield Place with in the wintertime, because, you know, it's indoors and it's a very nice area with a lot of food. It's like a mall, like near on Vesey Street, like near the Freedom Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever have a free Sunday and you want to just pull up and want to learn something new, learn a new skill, we're there every Sunday, 12 to 4. And we have, you know, a lot of dope things coming up in the holidays. Like, some of us are like splinted to doing like more community events, like bar mitzvah events, mm-hmm. et cetera. So definitely be on the lookout. We only want to grow and expand. So if you want to donate, or if you want to like learn, have more information on like how you could donate or try to be a part of, you know, everything we're doing for, you know, the yo-yo in New York, go to newyorkyoyoclub.com, and, you know, just hit the link, you know, just support, contact us, or you can reach me on my Instagram. I'm the chief community officer for the New York Yo-Yo Club, so if you want to DM me personally, or I could pass it off onto the Discord, or the Discord. If you have a Discord, just go to NYYC, just look for our Discord, and you can talk to, like, all of our, like, Talk to all of our like community leaders, all of our like executives, and want to, you know, be part of like dope yo-yo for New York.
A true CFO right now.
I'm not the CFO. They had that up for. I was like, no, I just want to be just like at least the third or fourth guy. Because if you're like the president or the CFO, that's
a lot
like,
of responsibility. That's a job.
Yep. So there's the graphics guy, there's the treasury guy, there's the community guy, and then the president.
You guys are very well organized.
Yeah, and we only been, we're also 503C, so we're nonprofit. So, you know, any donations, it always goes right, reinvested back into like yo-yoing, back into like getting
and the Lamborghini,
clothing,
And the Lamborghini.
And the Lamborghini. No, you know. The day you see me pop in a Lamborghini for you, something's wrong. Something's absolutely wrong.
Like, why is it wrong?
Because it's like...
It could happen.
Like, I would have the guy shared on Beyonce and Taylor Swift's page the day before in order for me to pull up in a Lamborghini the next day.
You got like a 9,000 credit score. You could probably walk into Lambo.
There's not even such thing as a 9,000 credit score.
It's over 9,000.
Like, that's Vegeta levels of credit. So if you got Vegeta levels of credit, something's wrong there with you. Like, either I found a niece or I'm selling you crypto or
selling ass on the side.
Selling you yo coins and crypto or something. I mean, a new
Bitcoin. Jake Paul in it. He's Logan Paul in it.
Yep. Like, we're going to the moon with this. Get that yo coin now.
You said something before, though, about the sauce. Elon Musk was on Rogan and he said something.
Again?
And Rogan asked him recently, I think it was like last week, 2 weeks, but Rogan asked him, how many cars you think you're going to get out? He was like, we're hoping 200,000 the first year. There's probably more than 200,000 people who want that car.
Yep.
And he asked him like, and Musk told him, he said, the biggest challenge, what people don't understand, the biggest challenge in doing this is manufacturing. Like, all of the little parts and all of getting these companies to build these things for us and get it and then putting it to, that's the hardest part. Like, Henry Ford didn't get famous for making the car. Henry Ford was famous for the
already kind of around.
Henry Ford was famous for the assembly line so they could mass produce the car. And that's what he's saying, the biggest difficulty right now in producing cars, his type of cars, is manufacturing.
Because I remember reading something like, it wasn't, because people believe that, Ford made the car, but the car was kind of around, like, a lot of demos.
They had combustion engines.
Yeah, since like the 1880s, like 20 years before there was the mass production of the car. So he went through lots of trial and error. Because before they had bicycles with motors on it.
Yep.
That was like, that was the original motorcycle. Bicycles are like a fucking engine. Like,
they're right like 5-6 miles an hour.
Yeah, 5-6 miles an hour, but you're moving. Wow. Imagine how much like fossil fuel, like during the industrial age, just how much fucking steam, like the skies must have been black for a while.
You know how many ninjas must have blew up?
Oh, yeah.
Like trying to put the right mixture together, or like come on, how many dumb people probably put liquor in their gas tanks and shit? And
how many Irish people building the Hoover Dam died?
Like
99.
That's crazy.
Building the dam. And just like, and it's like, rest in peace. Whatever.
Yo, look, I just opened my phone to read this. What do you think about this? Cassie said, Diddy's a goon, son. I think Diddy might be worse than Suge. I think we got this shit all twisted. The wrong man's in jail.
You gotta think about it this way, man.
I think the wrong man's in jail, B.
But think of it this way, dude.
Cassie settles against Diddy one day after she filed the lawsuit for rape and physical abuse. So how much did he pay her?
But allegedly it was like $30
million. $30 million allegedly just to shut the fuck
up. And Diddy tried to like beat that Brett. He's like, look, don't go with this lawsuit. I'm going to throw you at least 8 figures. So that's like $10 million right there, guaranteed. And she said, no, I'm going for this. And then how literally the following day it ends. He did something, man.
What would you mean?
He did something. He didn't fight it. He didn't go to trial with it. He just said, look, all right, you know what?
Oh, no, he paid her. He just settled out for it.
Blah, blah, blah.
He paid off. But that's
imagine what dirt, because he's been with since 2006.
Bro, I think that nigga Diddy is a true gangster. I think we got him twisted. I honestly think we got him twisted. He's a true gangster. I think he's a like
the party.
Wasn't his pops a Harlem drug dealer?
Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying? Street shit. But like
he's from Mount Vernon.
He comes from the hood. He got hood in him. He beat J. Cole up. Drake up. You know what I'm saying? He
slapped the coach.
Supposedly fucking bodied Puff. Bodied Tupac. Like,
Keefe D said, dog, Diddy did the hit.
Like, I don't know, son. Like, I don't know. This man.
I just thinking, Kim Porter, like his wife, was gonna release a book. She ends up dying.
Do we care?
Craig Mack dead. Biggie dead. Black Rob dead.
Oh shit! Think about Craig Mack.
Yeah, he's been dead.
No, I'm saying everybody.
All the rappers back then dead.
Yo, Diddy. Diddy, we just uncovered a conspiracy.
How come only that label...
All the people around you die, homie.
How come only with that label it's like people die, careers get derailed? You don't see this with like freaking Rockefellers or like Cash Money and all of them. Nobody's dying over there.
Yeah, everybody still got money.
They got money.
Juvenile even still got money.
Juvenile still gets money. Playing ha, all that stuff. Nope. But with Bad Boy, I mean,
every time I come around the city, bling, bling. Yep.
BG just got out of jail. Like,
bling, bling.
Now think about it.
Shout out to BG coming out of jail.
Yep. So it's like, think about it for a second. Like, really sit back. The only people on that label now, I think, is Machine Gun Kelly, French Montana, and I think Janelle Monae.
Yeah, they better stay away from Diddy before he sacrifices them next. You think he's like in the like the Illuminati and he just sacrifices his fucking...
Maybe I'm being critical right now. Maybe his membership expired and that's why all this stuff's happening to him.
It's really weird that...
I believe there is like a higher organization somewhere.
Yeah.
That's like... It's probably not called the Illuminati, but no, it's probably Israel. Something else.
It's called Israel. It's called Israel. If you don't see that that's a higher power, if you don't see the accidentally sending them $6 billion, the sending them already billions to begin with, if you don't see,
I know I absolutely see it,
that we are sticking our noses in business that got nothing. Yo, that $6 billion was enough to clean up like half of California, some shit like that, like really help homeless.
I think
people.
Even $14 billion.
Yo. No, they gave him $6 billion by accident too.
How you give six?
Yeah. Somebody sent them $6 billion by accident from our government. Another six.
Where? So that's like $20 billion then.
Yo, it's crazy.
Damn.
It messed my
over a war where they're the ones kind of like going crazy with the bombs and all these babies and all these people dying.
I think the bigger deal is that it's over there.
Get Hamas.
It's over there. We're over here.
We're not getting this push after saying Hamas.
our founding fathers of the United States of America, they came over here. The people that came over here came for
British.
A reason.
That we're British.
We came for a reason. We slaughtered the people that were here. Happy Thanksgiving. Right?
I actually saw some crazy stuff. You can continue. I heard a crazy story.
We slaughtered the people that were here. And then after we slaughtered the people that were here, we made this our home to get away from over there. Why? The holy wars, the king, the this, the that, the church, the monarchy. We literally didn't even go to Africa. We went across the ocean. And kept coming and stayed here for a reason. To stay the F away from Yah. Our founding fathers are turning in their graves right now. Like, yo, bro, we came over here to stay away from that bullshit over there. That money, everything, all that money, you know, that's for... Yo, we look so weak to other countries right now. China's sitting there like... Yo, and then we report that we give away this money, like on some dumbass shit. I wonder how much what they don't report. We're putting these numbers, and it could be propaganda, so it makes it look like we're weak to our enemies. But why would you want to look weak to your enemies, even giving them opportunity to create more? Like, Biden, the whole organization, the government right now.
He's not getting reelected.
Bro, this is ridiculous, yo. This is why people say they want Trump back. You think if Trump's here, Trump's sending money over there? Trump ain't sending money over there. Trump's not helping these niggas. Trump's worried about...
Even when he was president, he said, I'm not... Why are we sending money to these guys? We want something back.
Exactly. You know what he's doing? You know what Trump will be doing? Trump is still trying to negotiate with Trump is gonna take from China the same way he put the tax on him when he was in office. He knows that it's a power swing and a power struggle. And if we look weak to our enemies, yo, bro, nobody wants to let off a nuke. Don't get me wrong, but it don't even take that no more. Now you got incels, Now you got people that are just in cribs, just waiting for that foot to be activated to do crazy stuff. Why are we inviting, like, yo, it's crazy when I look at these, like, the Palestinians and you guys fighting in Manhattan and protest. Yo, you could protest, but, yo, you guys are protesting about things that are happening all the way over there. And you want this government to do something about it. We don't, like, Americans, to be an American should mean not to have to work for any other country but this one. Said that right? I said that right. To be an American, I shouldn't have to work for any other country but this one. And the fact is, my tax dollars just went to y'all war. So now I work for y'all bitch ass niggas. Like, this is very un-American for me. And I don't like it. I don't like it. What were you going to say before from what you were saying?
When it comes to, like, the whole workers, it's
Because this is very un-American. If you support this war in any way,
I mean, this whole war is funded by Americans. We're funding Israel to make all these missiles.
We're giving money here, money there.
Yeah, we give money, but back to our own people. Back to, like, our own country.
We got these fucking people that are sick in the streets. We got these people that are fucking sick in the head. Like, back in the... You know why Skid Row even was invented like that, right?
They cleaned up San Francisco.
Just for the... For Ping.
Just for him to come.
For Ping. They cleaned up San Francisco for Ping, but they won't clean it up. And then when you hear Gavin Newsom, is he the... Gavin, when you hear his excuse for it, he goes, well, if you look back, we were trying to get this done for a while, so... Nigga, that's not the fucking point. You didn't get it done. It got done because he was coming over and the government said, all right, whatever way you need to accommodate him, go ahead.
Yeah, let's clean it up now. Now. We're going to clean it then, but we clean it now. How's that work? That makes no sense. Like, America, this ain't the America that I come to really, like, know growing up. I feel like it's always been, like, some type of shit. Like, it goes in stages where...
Well, you're not saying it right, though. That's why. It's not America no more. It's America. It's a fucking joke.
I mean, America is just a con- the idea of what the America dream is just a concept. It's not like it's not made personally for anybody. It's just made like, okay, this is how it should be. Nigga, and we should try all be into that standard of what America is.
You see how bad Chicago is?
I met a yo-yo guy from Chicago.
The migrants that went to Chicago said, fuck that, we going back home. They're going back South America. They say this is horrible out here. This is horrible out here. They would rather go back to their social, their communist countries, their socially. They would rather go back to these countries than be in Chicago. Chicago, a city in the United States. People would rather not be there. That's sick. That's sick. But we're sending money to go fucking have. This is what creates monsters. Because now some little kid, some teenager over there that got his parents blown up. It's gonna have a grudge against America, become CIA, and infiltrate our schooling, and then get activated. And that's what we do. We create a whole bunch of little incels because we wanna play push push. We wanna play push push and send money. Yo, if we're gonna fight at a war, America, go fucking fight a war. You guys do it all the time. Vietnam, no reason. Desert Storm, no reason. You know what I mean? You gotta do it all the time. Shit, 9/11. No reason. You guys do it all the time. You guys make false targets and fucking pull fucking drone strikes and kill innocent people just to get one guy. Like, think about, like, tyranny only creates tyranny. America's supposed to be the land of the free, home of the great. We're not looking great right now, my ninjas. We looking very like it's bad enough that we got religious divide in our fucking country and shit. Like, you know, it's bad enough we got racial divide in our country and shit. Now you want to create monsters that we don't even know are there, because he's gonna have an issue with you due to the fact you're an American. And once it's time to get activated, I'm shooting up that fucking mall. What's the time to get active? And because they caused terror by any means necessary. They weren't out here to get the president. They weren't out here to get the... They weren't out here to do none of that, Rich. You know what they were out here to do?
What?
Cause terror and cause the the American mind to feel unsafe. When a person shoots up a school and starts doing, if he's an American, he was crazy, he's bugged out. But that's a bullshit excuse. He didn't get the help he needed. You know why he didn't get the help he needed? Because we're sending money over to a place that we got no reason. But it goes to show, who's America's real daddy? America ain't acting like daddy right now. America acting like a trick. America acting like a trick, not daddy. So who the real daddy? Who the real daddy?
Like a sugar daddy?
No, American acting like a trick. A trick is the nigga that pays for the money, pays for the sex. That's a trick. When you pay for the bitch, that's a trick. American acting like a trick right now, paying for shit. Because what do we really get from them? We probably get a lot, but we probably don't really know it. We as Americans don't know on paper what we get from Israel. But I guarantee it's a whole lot. Because we got to pay daddy. We just gave daddy a whole bunch of money so daddy could go fight a war. We got nothing to do with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's why platforms like this.
I think we also kind of do.
What?
Because the reason why Israel even exists is because of America.
Not only America. We gave them a lot of money to begin with. We boosted them up. I get it. But just because when your kid turns 18, you can't bail him out of jail every time. So if we turn them into a powerhouse, that's it. Leave them alone. Be your own powerhouse. Take care of your fucking problem. We've lived next to Mexico. We've lived next to Canada for a very long time now.
Because they know not to mess with us.
We don't got no fuck. No, it doesn't matter, though. Hamas, yo, for what Hamas did, it had to be look how the war's going on. You know, look at Russia and how Russia does Ukraine. You see how it's an ongoing. Yo, bro, if you're going to start war, if you're going to fight, I just got into a fight on Friday. If it's going to happen, it don't have to. It's gonna happen. If it was to the death, if it was really, it could be more to cause fear and terror. It could be more to just show your power. That's what this could be about as well. Yes, definitely, religious wars and respect are heavy. But how is it that we have close countries right next to us, two huge powerhouses? You think Canada don't got some shit over there they can fuck us up with? You think that if the whole South America didn't come together and revolutionize against America, it wouldn't be a goddamn problem? There's a lot of goddamn people in South America, and them motherfuckers are more crazier than us. That's why we call them third world countries. They're crazier than us. They're more uncivilized. You think if these people didn't really want to come over and cause some shit in America, it's not that we will beat them. It has nothing to do with that. It's that the level of terror that we don't impose them. They don't impose us. We just don't. We can keep our peace with them. Stay our nose out of their business. They stay their nose out of our business. Why over there, where we were trying to run away from, happy Thanksgiving, where we were trying to run away from, why over there still beefing, still having wars? Why over there there's fucking still people living half naked in nomadic country, in nomadic tribes? Think about it. Africa's supposed to be where Mesopotamia is, the beginning of life, the cradle of life, and all this shit, Rich. Think about it. It's the beginning, right? Everybody always wanted to get to Africa, the rubber tree plant, all the gold, the pyramids. Think about the history in Africa. Why are there people running around butt naked over there still? That can't speak a lick of English, don't have an education. Fuck English. Just don't have an education. Teeth all fucked up and rotten and shit. Why are there people still living like that over there? There's a reason we came over here, you dumb up. Like, there's a reason we wanted to leave that over there, never came back. And it's because y'all people over there are just uncivilized. And I don't mean that like every year a European or every African or every. No, no, no. I'm saying that like, yo, if we did the numbers, y'all been beefing over there for a lot longer than we've been beefing over here. And when y'all beef over there, you guys do it to the death. To the point it's proven. Think about where slavery comes from. You know what I'm saying? Think it's that side of the world. When it got here, what happened to slavery? Got abolished. So America is known to fucking make the right decisions for ourselves. Now, though,
that took them a while for the slavery part.
What? It doesn't matter. It got done, though. The fact of the matter is, they would take what was done to take those people out of Africa is more fucked up than what was done over here to them. Because over there, it was snatched up. And all, and I know slaves got beat over here. I'm not saying that. But at least we found a way to. May never get our reparations. But at least we have, though. When you see the success of the Latinos, the African Americans,
it's a selective few.
A selective few, but the thing is that it shows that it can be done. That you don't have to be, you don't have to feel like based upon the color of your skin, you could only reach peaks. That's not the truth. And with America, that's not the truth. Like, Diddy can only pay $60 million because he has $500 million. You know what I'm saying? That's not the truth.
Worth a Billy.
But in my point is that in America, you can be that. Fuck your skin color. Over there in Europe, in the other
side
of
the world, you're all the same skin
color. Over there, they beef for everything. They beef for why? Why would we want to? Why? I don't know. I don't get it. I know everything we have could probably be made in America, if not South America. You know the cobalt in your phones and all this shit? You know all the liquid in the Teslas and all that shit? They got fields down in South America. What it is the grounds are so saturated with all these metals and these minerals and everything like that. So they pump pipes into them with water and they let them sit in batches. And that's your lithium and your motherfucking battery. Like, we have everything here.
It would just cost a lot more to be done here.
Makes no sense, though. And you know why it's like that? It's the uncivilized shit. You know what I mean? Like, think about what happened when China stopped making the chips. Remember, we all needed chips. Everybody bugging out for chips for their car, chips for their car, chips for their car. Now there's another car shortage because there's a fucking strike going on. You know, like, my thing is that we can fix these problems. We can't fix problems over there by just throwing money at the wall. Because that's what it makes. It looks very depressing. Like, damn, my nigga. There's a nigga starving right there. And I got $5 in my pocket. So I can't give him a dollar. I only got $5. So he's going to starve. I'm going to feel bad about it. But when I open up the news, $6 billion time. Fuck out of here. You know, I'll never understand it.
I want some of that $6 billion.
I don't want some of it. I just want that. I don't know. I live in a dream as far as I wish society could reach a utopian state. Not to say it's not in a good place now. We have technology at the tip of our fingertips. We have knowledge.
We have the right to talk about like our government.
We have the right to talk about our government. You know,
we can say like, oh, F the government and not get like shot in the head for saying it.
Yeah, just YouTube just won't put it up. But yeah, like
it won't push it. We can put it up. It just won't be pushed.
You know what I'm saying? Like and that's what I'm saying. Like this is an awesome country and place to be. But I really feel like it could be, yo, we could beat Abu Dhabi at their game, nigga. Abu Dhabi's over here building shit, building islands. They build islands. They build islands. Like, and I know our tide and our climate don't call for that, but that money can go into our infrastructure. All that money can go into better infrastructure. All that money can go into cleaning up these people that are homeless. Yo, even jail reform. Jail reform, I think, is so critical, yo. You train these COs to not only be enforcers of their job, but to have psychological skills too, to know how to deal with a person, because these motherfuckers crazy. But you can uncrazy a crazy or put crazy in a better space to be a better thing. All we do is just like, I feel like America creates monsters out of us because we see what the government doing, sending money to places. Now it creates angry people. We see the jail shit. Now it creates angry people. You know what I mean? Like we see the lack of, I don't know, respect they have for us people by giving us a president who's about to die.
Is he already?
Yeah, he's probably already dead. He's probably a clone. With all the technology and shit, you seen the sex dolls?
Yes.
Yo, these new sex dolls are bananas, my nigga. Like,
I'm scared how real they look.
Nigga, I'm happy because if I get a chick and if I really love her and she won't.
I really love her.
No, because if she won't let me bring a, like when I heard Tretch on Drink Champs, Tretch was like, me and my girl used to bring chicks down together. Bring her home. We even brought the side chick on the vacation to Hawaii. When I hear that, that's like a ninja dream for me. To have a chick and I could bring like another chick with us on vacation. She ain't got to be my girl. She's just a chick we both smash. And she's fun. If I could have that. But since I'm probably not going to have that, because that's only the lifestyle for the rich and famous, and regular people don't really do shit like that.
Or exclusive. So you don't gotta be rich to make that happen.
I'm thinking about that sex doll. You could bring her everywhere. We could both fuck her.
The TSA scan is gonna be like, dead body in the suitcase.
No, suitcase.
But you don't carry it with you? Do the metal?
Yeah, we get her a plane ticket and all. Treat her nice.
A plane ticket for sex, though?
Nigga, treat her nice. I don't want to fold it up and wrinkle, because then her skin will get nasty and wrinkled.
Carry on.
What?
It ain't a carry on.
No, you get her a seat.
I mean, do you like treat it like a
pack? No, I don't like feed
you
it.
You give it food like the stewardess comes like, oh, nigga, is she hungry?
Nigga, I don't talk to it in front of people. I don't feed it. I don't. It's an object, but it's my. It's our. I gotta treat her good though. She has to know I love her. Good, she has to know I love her, even though she ain't alive.
Gotta spoil it.
Nigga, you fuck around, take shrooms, and you get one of those. I guarantee some shit happens. I guarantee she starts moving on you. You take some shrooms and you have a sex doll? Like those, you gonna tell me that thing like don't start talking
like
to you?
Mannequin, like the movie man.
Yo, no, nigga, it's good. Yo, oh man, I can see it now. Yo, I can have it for like a month. I have it for a month and like I do these things to her. One day I take shrooms and then she's sitting there. And she goes, "Why do you do this to me?" Yo, you see it right? I didn't like the way you treated my asshole last night. It really hurt. Get the fuck out of here. I knew it. I knew you was alive, bitch. I felt you twitch. I felt you twitch when you was inside you.
Do you come in, your girl's like, sees you on shoes and stuff, and you just, the doll sits there and go like, see, this is why you act this way. Like, what the hell's wrong with him?
Hell, you don't know. No, it'd be more sick if the doll's on the knees and she got like her hand on my dick. And for me, I thought she was jerking me off or giving me head, but she wasn't really. And my girl walks in and then like, and I'm over here like, ah. And she's like,
it's not even doing anything.
She probably walk in and just close the door. I would let that nigga be right now.
He's enjoying his moment. Let's leave him alone.
Oh, man. But I don't get, like, I do the VR glasses, but I haven't put them on, the Oculus on in a minute. But, like, I did the Oculus, and all it does is, like, it's not really 3D. It just puts it on like a 180-inch screen in front of your eyeballs.
180 screen?
In front of you. And when you go like this, you could see everything. Like, you feel like you in the porn. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, there's the casting couch.
But honestly, if it gets that real, and I know it's going to get that real, I'll probably subscribe to it. It's easy. It's probably easier. No offense. Like I said, I don't know what it is. As I get older, I just like, it's like, fuck a relationship. Like, I really don't, I get my money myself, and I probably beat off better. Yeah, fuck a relationship. But if there's a place that I could fucking, because I don't want to, I feel weird paying a prostitute. I would feel absolutely weird going to see a chick to pay to have sex with her, that everybody pays to have sex with her as well. Because I don't see chicks as just, like, cum buckets. You know, I feel like when you whore yourself out, you become a cum bucket. And I couldn't add my jizz to that bucket. Not knowingly or happily. You know, and then you can't be selfish out here. Nigga don't want no goddamn virgin. I know every chick sucked a dick before. I'm just saying, I don't want one that just did it 5 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you figure, I would like to have exclusivity with a person. What would be the best way? Virtual reality. It's not really real. It's not like, if I could put myself in like a chamber or something, and like when you put the goggles on, it just does things to your body and shit, like you feel like you fucking, I'm in there, nigga, I'm buying that. Because it'd be weird, yo, it sucks sometimes, like even in relationship or not, say you want to get a nut off, she don't want to fuck, what do you do?
Beat up.
Bullshit, it's my fucking pussy, what? We in a relationship to be doing these things, and I gotta sit here and, cause you don't want to have sex. All right. Or what? What about when she wants to have sex? And I'm just like, nah. But now if you have this machine, right? Yo, honey, go jump in the tube. She goes to jump in the tube, and then you know you're sitting there watching or playing video games, and you hear Now you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna go tear that bitch down. You open it up, and now you get to going. Like, I think. Like, I think a healthy sex life is definitely necessary to have a relationship working properly, son. And I realize that now, because I don't have a healthy sex life at all. So not having a healthy sex life, I'm like, these are why none of these relationships work with anybody. In general, not to say I carry my relationships with people or I have a lot of sex with people. That's not what I said. But
having relationships are two different things.
No, yeah. I'm just saying that the unhealthy sex life, not getting it as often as you want, or not getting what you want, it creates like distaste in your mouth for it in general. It doesn't make me want to go out there and find it. I'm like, damn, I gotta go get some pussy. I ain't. Nah, I'm just like, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Go back to watching some porn. At the end of the day, the porn be looking better than your bitch anyway. Stop lying. Yep. Like, stop lying. Oh, you like your niggas look like, yo, you look at her titties, you look at your girl titties, you be like, I could touch these, but
I want to touch those.
See, and that's why I said, that's why niggas deal with these demon chicks, but they body them up. Like, she's a bitch, but I body her up just so she's easier to look at because she's a bitch. Attitude, yells at me all the time. It's cool, though. Ass fat, titties good, sucks to me. We good. and she won't leave. Half the time, she won't leave you when you body her up. You know what I mean? You got to make her sign a contract. You got hella no, like listen, I'm buying you this
Diddy NDA?
I'm buying you this ass, this titty, I'm buying you all this shit, but you mine.
That's the Diddy
NDA. That's it. There's no lease option to buy, yo's. What you got going on for this week besides the giving of things?
The giving of things? Oh, I have a show with Coach Adils on Tuesday. And he's been doing really well specifically with the whole Israel Hamas thing going on. Doing a lot of street interviews. So, yeah, he has a show on at Time Out New York. I've been there. I performed there a couple times. It's really dope.
Okay.
The food there is incredible. I love, like, the little mini restaurants they have there.
Okay.
So, that's Tuesday. And then this Saturday, I'm going to be yo-yoing for a Bronx Terminal Market at Sank of House.
Okay.
I think that's how you say it. But shout out to Spinfo for that. And Blue York City. Very dope dude. So they wanted me to just yo-yo for like, you know, children and things like that. So
that's dope. That's dope. That's dope.
So it's like my two things mainly going on. And then, oh, I have a show next Saturday. It's for Katie's show. I forgot what that was.
Yeah, I saw the DM. I didn't open it yet, though.
Yeah. She's doing a give back, right? Yeah, that give back for Sean thing she's been doing for like, I think, 6-7 years now. Uh-huh. And I think she has I think somebody named Christy B. If I'm getting your name wrong, I'm sorry. Christy B. from like, she does stuff like, High 97, WBLS. Like she's going to be hosting. So that's pretty dope.
That's not bad. And then Thursday you got fucking
Thanksgiving with the fam. I'm going to see if I can try to do some overtime. I want to try to do a midnight to 8 and then work an 8 to 4.
Yo, this nigga Adam 22 is a fucking.
Bro, what's that Adam 22? Oh, yeah, he's doing that show thing. For the love of
Adam Lena. Adam 22's wife, Lena, sleeps with the winner of his reality show.
Oh, so she did. Well, who won? Crip Mac?
Could you imagine having your dick in the same space as Crip Mac?
I can't even be within 100 yards of Crip Mac. I'm scared of him. I'm great.
Oh, God, yo. He's really going to let one of them niggas hit his chick?
But somebody already won, right?
Well, there was a podcast saying that. You can't know till you know.
I mean, they had to have shot the show prior and already have the winner. So somebody probably already smashed way before they even started doing podcasts. Let's see.
Adam 22 game winner. Let's see.
Oh. We sold 175 tickets at the door for the New York Yo-Yo contest. That's pretty dope.
That's nice. I just saw the message. Yo, he's crazy, son. He's crazy, though. How you going to explain? I don't know. How you going to explain that shit to your kid, man? That you just let niggas, like, just get in your wife.
I'm trying to look for it right now, too.
Like, just get in your wife. Like, I mean, it is what it is. You know, she's a, I guess that's a whore, right? Mm-hmm. I guess,
but that's
but are whore. You? But she's not a whore because her
that's his whore.
That's his whore. Good shit. That's his whore. Man,
he's the pimp and she's the.
I can't see me not. I could see me living a lifestyle like that, but not on camera. Like, it's one thing to be a cuck. You know what I mean? Or it's one thing to go to sex clubs with your chick. Like, I really want to go to a sex club, but I know.
Wow, that's crush. He goes a bunch of.
I want to go with a chick, but I know that, I like, she's gonna get fucked, and I'm
gonna be fucking too.
And I'm be but there's something about hearing your chick make sounds you never heard and shit. That'd be like, damn, nigga, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, what that, about sounds you make?
Those are ego, but those, but that's what I'm saying. It's a all that right there is a real ego thing. You gotta what Adam shows is that he has no ego, and that right there is amazing. He has no ego. He doesn't get to him that he's sharing his wife. He's sharing his wife energy. His wife's energy. It doesn't get to him that he has no ego. He's a real, real different type of human being, son. As a, that's like almost like if he didn't, he could probably do something great if he wasn't letting people just pipe down his wife and he wasn't piping down chicks with his. Because even that, you know, even that is a stain on like little girls. Now little girls, young women see the pod, and now they're like, "Hey, shit!" They get these women getting paid checks to just go fuck. I'll fuck a nigga with my friend.
Been doing OnlyFans.
And doing OnlyFans, and hey, why not?
Well, it's the wave now.
And that's what I say. It's weird. Like, I know there's a place and a space for it because it's been here since the beginning of the time. And beginning of time, we've been having sex. There's a place for it.
That's how we're here.
That's how we're here. But it gets cringy. Gets cringy for me when I think about the future, the next 15, 20, 30 years, and those kids that are 5, turning 30, 35, and 25. And, you know, I can't say that if I wasn't a chick, I wouldn't have an OnlyFans showing my feet, showing my vagina. I don't know. I honestly don't know, because everybody got a dick, everybody got a vagina, and everybody has sex, so it shouldn't be a big deal. I think the bigger deal for me is, marriage is supposed to be a matrimony. They're married. They're
in a holy matrimony.
A holy matrimony. Fuck the holy part, just a matrimony that you share with your partner. Like, this is mine for the rest of my life. You know, to be, it's one thing to take something down to, you know what, I'm going to change my mind. Adam. If you let a dude fuck you, if you and another dude take your chick down and you let a dude fuck you, I'll take everything back. I'll take everything because I think that's what it is for me. He's piping down two chicks, which is great. I love it. That's awesome. You're piping down two chicks, but you and your chick are fucking that chick. He's just letting dudes pipe his chick dolo, and I think that's what bothers me about the situation, that he's not getting involved. That's your chick. That's your. You should be there.
Like they're gonna be doing a threesome.
That's what I'm saying. He that
with
that,
a guy.
Maybe that would change my head a little bit.
It's just kebab.
Like I want Adam to take it in the ass. Pause. For real.
I don't think he's gonna take it.
Nah, you gotta give the nigga head with your chick, just like two chicks give you head. Like if you about that life, and then I could be like, you real. It's like a dude claiming transgender. But then he fucks your friend on the side. Hmm. Right? Right? Because she feels comfortable with him. But no strings. It's like a dude claiming transgender to use the bathroom to get closer to women's vaginas because he likes the smell of the seat. Hmm. It's that shit. Like he's not real to me. Letting dudes pipe your chick down for money, you just a pimp. Hmm. That's what pimps do. Pimps let their chicks get hit. Pimps trick out they women. Niggas pay to smash. But you a different type of trick. You paying niggas to smash your chick. You see where this... That's why I say he has no ego. He truly is a man of no ego. Like, yo, I hope to meet you one day. Won't shake your hand. But I hope to meet you one day. You know what I mean? Nah, because I don't... I gotta know... I would like to know, like, how did that happen? What happened to you that your ego just went out the window, that your wife isn't that important to you, that you just let dudes smash her down, say what they want about her, and throw it on camera, and the shit is sweet? What happened to you? Because that's what's going to happen to your daughter. That's what's going to happen to your daughter. You can't erase the internet once it's up there. Don't be surprised if his daughter grows up on fucking, and I'm not wishing this on nobody, but pills, alcohol, substance abuse, mentally fucked up. You're watching this, your mom get fucking dicked. Don't be surprised. Like, don't be surprised if she becomes a porn star. Because mommy and daddy did it. And like I said, we need these people. I like porn. We need these people. But the roads to get to become that person is very sad. I just get sad over it. You know what I'm saying? The end product looks always good. Watching that porn with them titties and what? Boy. End product looks always good. When you hear that chick's story, her dad used to rape her in the fucking bedroom every night. You're like, God damn, that shit sucks. That sucks. And that's what my point is with these kids. These kids gonna get fucked up stories because of this. How this pack will. Like, we gotta set the example better. Yo, we've been here. We can walk them out. I gotta go to work.
That was a quick closer right there.
Yeah, because it gets me. I really get intense about the thought of the next 20, like I said, the future. And children are our future.
No, I believe it.
No, like, pun intended. And it sucks because we're creating monsters in our future, whether it be that war over there, whether it be the poverty and the things that we see over here. Like, the average kid spends too much time on TikTok becoming retarded. You know what I mean? All these things can be, like, fixed, and it makes me sad for the next 20, 30 years if we're not on point to try to get better. Yeah, G.
So, again, thank you all for watching. Please like and subscribe. You know, I'm here for you. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And peace, love, and yo-yos to you all.
Hey, yo. Eat a taco. Late.